Welcome back, everybody, to another Deep Dives with us. And today we're going to be tackling something pretty huge. I think the information environment itself. And you shared this pretty intense report and newsletter with me from Fred Cohen at all.net, dated June 2024. And honestly, it's got me wondering after reading through this, is disinformation really as pervasive as he claims? Like he calls it a clash of civilizations, which sounds really dramatic, but is it accurate?
Yeah, well, that clash of civilizations idea is really central to Cohen's whole argument. You know,
Yeah.
what he's saying is it's not just random noise out there. It's that there are powerful actors that are deliberately using disinformation to shape the world. And he specifically points to radical Islamists, Russia and China. You know, each has its own goals and tactics, but they're all trying to gain power and influence through this information warfare.
Okay, so it's not just about like fake news articles anymore. This is about systematic manipulation, like on a global scale. So what kind of tactics are we talking about here? Give me some examples.
Sure, yeah. Cohen dives into some specific examples. For instance, he describes how radical Islamist groups, they use funding to make anti-Israel protests look like they're spontaneous grassroots movements. You know, they very carefully craft slogans and chants that resonate emotionally, but are pushing a very specific and often hidden agenda.
Wow, so even things that look like organic public outcry could be carefully orchestrated disinformation campaigns. That's pretty unsettling. What about Russia and China? How are they playing this game?
Well, Cohen argues that Russia, they're trying to regain their Cold War era influence. So they're using cyber attacks, propaganda, and, alliances with actors like Iran to sow discord and weaken Western democracy. So it's about undermining trust, creating chaos.
Okay, so that's a more direct and aggressive approach. Then what about China? They seem to be playing like a longer game on the world stage.
Exactly. Cohen says that China is leveraging its economic power. So they use investments, infrastructure projects to create dependencies, particularly in developing nations. So it's a much more subtle way to expand their sphere of influence.
So we've got these different players with different motives, but they're all using disinformation as a weapon. I mean, Cohen also talks about the corporate world being in on this, right? It's not just nation states anymore.
Yeah, he's very critical of how corporations have adopted these tactics. He argues that profit often comes before truth, and he even goes so far as to say that companies are bribing officials, undermining the justice system, and basically doing whatever it takes to get ahead, even if it means manipulating information.
That's a pretty bleak picture. He even uses that phrase, disinformation stupor hype way, to describe the information environment that we're all in. And honestly, it does feel overwhelming sometimes. But he also talks about how artificial intelligence is making things even worse, right?
Yes, the AI angle is particularly concerning. Cohen points out that over half of internet content may already be AI generated, and he actually did this experiment showing how an AI can take a totally neutral paragraph and, after just a few rewrites, turn it into something extremely persuasive but incredibly biased.
Oh, wow. That's scary. So it's getting harder and harder to tell what's real and what's totally fabricated. And, I know we're going to dig into this more, but he talks about this idea of drilling down to find the truth. What exactly does he mean by that?
Yeah, drilling down is Cohen's term for actively seeking out reliable information. So it means going beyond the headlines, checking sources, analyzing images very carefully, being wary of out-of-context quotes, and, basically becoming a more critical and skeptical consumer of information.
So it's not just about being informed, it's about being informed intelligently. We have to be aware of all the different ways that information can be manipulated.
Exactly. And Cohen also highlights the importance of being mindful of language. Words can be incredibly powerful and easily twisted, especially by AI. And he gives the example of how words like few, some, and most can be interpreted in vastly different ways, and that leads to a lot of confusion and misunderstanding.
That's a good point. It's like we need to develop a whole new set of literacy skills just to navigate the digital world. But what about the stuff Cohen says about democracy being so slow to react? What's the takeaway there?
Well, he argues that democracies, with their emphasis on deliberation and consensus building, are inherently slower to respond to these kinds of threats. And he uses this military concept called the OODA loop to illustrate this.
Okay, break that down for me. What's the OODA loop and how does it apply here?
Sure. So the OODA loop stands for Observe, Orient, Decide, Act, and it's a decision-making cycle. And Cohen's point is that autocratic regimes can often move through this loop much faster than democracies, so they can spread disinformation, exploit events, while democratic systems are still trying to figure out what's even going on.
So they can kind of exploit that analysis paralysis that you mentioned earlier. And he uses the war in Ukraine and the conflicts in the Middle East as examples of this, right?
Yes, He argues that the slow response of Western democracies has allowed these conflicts to escalate and drag on, creating instability and giving those who are spreading disinformation even more leverage.
This is all pretty heavy stuff, but Cohen does offer some hope, right? He talks about solutions about how we can fight back against this disinformation stupor hype way.
He believes that by being more aware of the problem, by drilling down to find the truth, and by demanding better from our institutions and from ourselves, we can start to create a more informed and resilient information environment.
So it's not a hopeless situation. We can take action both individually and collectively.
Exactly. And speaking of action, Cohen also delves into some pretty specific ways disinformation is being used to undermine trust in key institutions. And he talks a lot about the manipulation of the criminal justice system and the erosion of trust in science and education.
Let's dig into that more after a quick break.
Sounds good. So before the break, we were talking about how democracies can kind of get stuck in that OD loop, you know, struggling to keep up with the speed of disinformation. And Cohen argues that this slow response, you know, it has real world consequences.
And he specifically points to the war in Ukraine and the ongoing conflicts in the Middle East and says that Western democracies have been too hesitant to act decisively, which gives Russia and other actors a strategic advantage.
Yeah, his point is that disinformation really thrives in environments of uncertainty and instability. So the longer these conflicts drag on, the more opportunities there are for manipulation and propaganda to take root.
So it's like a vicious cycle. Disinformation fuels conflict, and conflict creates more fertile ground for disinformation. And Cohen also argues that the slow response isn't just limited to international affairs. He's pretty critical of how democracies are handling corporate disinformation as well.
He doesn't mince words.
Yeah.
He calls out what he sees as widespread corruption and claims that corporations are bribing officials, undermining regulations, and manipulating information to protect their profits.
It's like that disinformation stupor hype way has infected the corporate world, too. It's all about the bottom line, even if it means sacrificing truth and ethics.
And Cohen connects this back to the influence of money in politics. He argues that corporate lobbying and campaign contributions have really distorted the democratic process, making it easier for companies to get away with unethical behavior.
So it's not just about individual bad actors, it's about systemic problems that allow disinformation to flourish. And what's even more concerning is how AI is amplifying these problems.
Oh, absolutely. Cohen's AI experiment, you know, where he showed how easily a neutral paragraph could be transformed into biased propaganda.
Yeah.
It's a real wake-up call. It highlights how AI can be used to manipulate information on a massive scale, making it even harder to discern truth from falsehood.
It's like AI is giving those who want to spread disinformation a superpower. And what's scary is that these technologies are only going to get more sophisticated.
And Cohen argues that we need to develop new tools and strategies to counter AI-driven disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this includes investing in AI detection technologies, promoting media literacy, and holding the companies that are developing these AI systems accountable for how their products are being used.
It sounds like we need a multi-pronged approach. We can't just rely on technology to solve this problem. We also need to be more aware of our own biases and how they can make us vulnerable to manipulation.
Absolutely. Cohen emphasizes the importance of critical thinking and self-reflection. He argues that we need to be willing to question our own assumptions and be open to different perspectives.
And he also gives some concrete advice for navigating this information landscape. He calls it drilling down to find the truth. What are some of the key takeaways there?
Well, drilling down means being an active and skeptical information consumer. It means checking sources, analyzing images carefully, looking for evidence to support claims, and not just accepting things at face value.
So it's about being aware of the different techniques of manipulation, like emotional appeals, out-of-context quotes, and the use of biased language.
Yeah, and Cohen also emphasizes the importance of being aware of our own emotional reactions to information.
Yeah.
You know, disinformation often plays on our fears and biases. So it's crucial to be able to step back and evaluate information objectively.
It's like we need to develop a kind of emotional intelligence when it comes to information. You know, we need to be able to recognize when we're being manipulated and not let our emotions cloud our judgment.
Exactly. It's about taking a more mindful and deliberate approach to information consumption. It's about recognizing that we have a choice in what we believe and how we react to the information that we encounter.
That idea of choice is really important. We're not just passive recipients of information. We have agency. We can choose to be informed, to be critical, and to resist manipulation. But this all sounds like a lot of individual effort. What about the role of institutions? What can governments and organizations do to combat disinformation?
Well, Cohen argues that we need a collective response to this problem. He calls for greater investment in media literacy education, the development of fact-checking initiatives, and the creation of technologies that can actually detect and flag disinformation.
And he also stresses the need for greater transparency and accountability from those in power, whether they're government officials, corporate leaders, or tech executives.
Transparency is crucial.
Yeah.
You know, people need to be able to see how decisions are being made and how information is being used without transparency. It's impossible to build trust and hold those in power accountable.
Cohen's report paints a pretty stark picture of the information environment we're living in, but he also offers a roadmap for how we can start to address these challenges. You know, he emphasizes the need for individual action, collective responsibility, and a commitment to truth and transparency.
Yeah, his message is ultimately one of hope and empowerment. You know, he believes that by working together, by being informed and engaged citizens, we can create a more resilient and trustworthy information ecosystem.
So while the challenges are significant, they're not insurmountable. We have the power to shape the information landscape and to create a future where truth prevails. And speaking of shaping the information landscape, let's dive into a specific example of how disinformation is being used to manipulate public perception. Cohen talks about those seemingly organic anti-Israel protests that have been popping up on university campuses and elsewhere.
What's fascinating about this example is that Cohen reveals how these protests, which appear to be grassroots movements, are actually being financially supported and orchestrated by radical Islamic groups.
It's a classic example of how disinformation can be used to create the illusion of widespread support for a particular cause, even when that support is largely manufactured.
He talks about how these groups use slogans and chants that sound appealing on the surface, but actually promote a much more sinister agenda. He even gives the example of the chant, "From the river to the sea," which many of the protesters themselves don't even understand the full meaning of.
It's a chilling reminder of how easily people can be manipulated by emotionally charged language and carefully crafted narratives, especially when they don't have the tools to critically evaluate the information they're being presented with.
This example underscores the need for media literacy education, for teaching people how to think critically about information, to recognize bias, and to distinguish fact from fiction. It's not just about being informed, it's about being discerning.
And this is where Cohen's concept of drilling down becomes so important. We need to be able to look beyond the surface to question the narratives we're being presented with and to seek out the truth for ourselves.
It's about recognizing that not everything we see and hear is what it seems, especially in today's information environment. We need to be skeptical, critical, and discerning consumers of information.
And we need to be aware of the tactics being used to manipulate us, whether it's through emotional appeals, biased language, or the deliberate distortion of facts.
Cohen's report provides a valuable toolkit for navigating this increasingly complex and treacherous information landscape. It's a call to action for all of us to be more vigilant, more critical, and more engaged in the fight for truth.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, the question remains, what will we do with this knowledge? Will we succumb to the disinformation stupor hype way, or will we rise to the challenge and become active participants in creating a more informed and equitable future? The choice, as always, is ours. So we've been unpacking some pretty heavy concepts, you know, around disinformation, and this report from Fred Cohen has really highlighted the scale of the problem. But amidst all the doom and gloom, are there any glimmers of hope?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Cohen reminds us that we're not powerless. Mm. We can actually take steps, both as individuals and as a society, to fight back against this disinformation stupor hype way and reclaim some control over our information environment.
So he provides like a whole toolkit of strategies, but if you had to distill it down to a few key takeaways, what would they be?
Well, I'd say the first one is awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to be more conscious of the information that we consume, where it's coming from, and who benefits from it.
So not just reading headlines or passively scrolling through social media, we need to be more active and discerning.
Exactly. And the second takeaway I would say is critical thinking. You know, don't just accept things at face value, question assumptions, look for evidence, consider different perspectives. Cohen's drilling down technique is all about this.
Yeah, and that involves checking sources, analyzing images carefully, being wary of emotional manipulation, all those things we've been discussing.
Precisely. And the third takeaway I'd highlight is responsibility. You know, we all have a role to play in shaping the information landscape. It's not just about protecting ourselves. It's about creating a healthier environment for everybody.
That means demanding better from our institutions, holding those in power accountable, and promoting media literacy. It's about being informed and engaged citizens.
And Cohen reminds us that information is power, but it can be used for good or for ill. And it's really up to us to choose how we wield that power.
So where do we go from here? If someone's listening to this and feeling overwhelmed, what's a good first step they can take?
I'd say start with small changes. You know, be more mindful of your own information, consumption. Choose quality over quantity. Don't just react emotionally. Take a moment to think critically.
And remember, you're not alone in this. There are organizations and resources out there to help you navigate the information landscape, fact-checking websites, media literacy initiatives, groups dedicated to combating disinformation. They're all valuable allies in this fight.
The more we understand about how disinformation works, the less effective it becomes. Knowledge is our best weapon.
This deep dive has definitely been a journey. We've explored some dark corners of the information environment, but we've also found some reasons for hope.
Ultimately, I think Cohen's report is a call to action. It's a challenge to be more than just passive consumers of information. It's a call to be informed, engaged, and discerning citizens who are actively shaping a more truthful and equitable world.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the disinformation stupor hype way. We hope you found it informative and empowering. Thanks for joining us.